Ipinahayag ng World Health Organization na ang pagtanggi ng mga antibiotics sa sakit ay nagiging bagong krisis sa kalusugan ng mundo. Nitong nagdaang 7 dekada, gumagamit tayo ng antibiotics upang makaligtas sa mga nakakamatay na impeksyon. Sinabi ni Professor John Irdel, clinician sa microbiology ng Westmead Hospital at University of Sydney, na libu-libong tao ang dinadala sa emerhensiya na may malubhang impeksyon araw-araw.
In fact, severe infection of this type kills more Australians every year than breast cancer or bowel cancer, and about 3 times as many as the roads. So I don't think people are aware of just how common death due to severe infection actually is.
Upang labanan ang mga ganitong impeksyon, gumagamit tayo ng antibiotics. Habang mas madali nating itong gamitin, mas malaki ang pagkakataong gumaling. Subalit ang dumadaming uri ng bakterya ay umaayon sa ating mga sandata at ginagawa itong walang bisa. Nakapokus ang Sydney University of Technology sa paggawa at pagkontrol ng mga sakit sa tao at hayop. Ipinaliwanag ng direktor ng biology, Professor Liz Hari, na ang paglaban sa mga antibiotics ay imposibleng iwasan salamat sa kakulangan ng ating kaalaman sa genetics at evolusyon.
There are a number of rescue systems that the bacteria have. They've had them for billions of years. The ability of bacteria to become antibiotic resistant is encoded in their genes.
Karagdagan dito, ang bakterya ay maaaring magsama ng kanilang genes sa parehong loob at pagitan ng mga hayop. Ang mga bakterya ay nabubuhay sa lahat ng lugar na kung saan karamihan ay parehong nagagamit at kailangan ng ating kalusugan. Ang tanging masamang bakterya ang nagdadala ng problema at kapag minsan ay seryosong nakakaapekto sa ating kalusugan. Ang ilang bakterya naman ay nauuwi sa superbugs. Ipiniliwanag ni Professor Hari kung bakit.
A superbug is usually defined as such because it is resistant to a number of different antibiotics. And so it's important to identify those because it means that very few, sometimes one, and now sometimes no antibiotics will work to treat infections by superbugs.
Isang pamosong halimbawa ng superbug ay ang gintong staph na kilala bilang MRSA. Marami pang iba ang lumabas kasama ang mga tulad ng E. coli na kalimitang magandang bug na dala natin sa ating katawan. Kapag ang isang tao ay namatay dahil sa impeksyon ng superbug, ito ay parang nangyari sa panahong wala pang antibiotics at namamatay ang mga tao dahil sa impeksyon. Ayon kay Professor Irdel, ang ating kinabukasan ay maaaring maging katulad ng nakaraan.
The worst case scenario would be that bacterial infection would have no remedy, essentially, or at least that a significant number of bacterial infections would have no remedy, so that we would be going back to where we were around the First World War, where if you had an infection that complicated some big procedure, like a surgical procedure, it would be literally a lethal event.
Idinagdag ni Professor Hari na maaaring narating na natin ang ganitong level.
So we're going back to the pre-antibiotic era. I think that we're already there in some ways. We definitely have some drugs that are effective against lots of different infections, but there is an increasing number of infections that we have very few drugs. We already have tuberculosis that is completely resistant to any drugs that we have. There is not much of that in Australia, but it's happening in other parts of the world where there is a lot of TB. And there's no reason to believe that this would not happen with a lot of other bacteria to which we take antibiotics.
Sa isang katatapos na pagsusuri sa pagtanggi ng antimicrobial mula sa pamahalaan ng United Kingdom, tinatayang ang impeksyon ay pumapatay na ng 700,000 bawat taon. At umaasa tayo sa antibiotics upang kumilos ito bilang tagasagip ng ating buhay kasama ang mga operasyong katulad ng organ transplant at joint replacements. Kung walang antibiotics na magtatanggol sa atin laban sa impeksyon, maaari tayong makaasang mamatay dahil sa komplikasyon ng operasyon. Paano tayo nakarating dito? Ayon sa datos ng OECD, ang Australia ay mayroong isa sa pinakamataas na bilang ng mga gumagamit ng antibiotics sa mga maunlad na bansa ng mundo. Sinabi ni Professor Irdel na ang sobrang paggamit ng antibiotics ay kailangang ayusin.
Obviously, if antibiotics are causing bugs to become resistant, then if you use antibiotics only when you need to, then you will be less likely to drive resistance development. So one of the things we have got to all learn in hospitals is that we need to use antibiotics only when they're necessary. They've been seen for a long time as something that's really beneficial, and I guess it's natural for humans to think if a little bit is good, then more must be better. But I think more is not better for antibiotics, and that's a key message.
Ipinakita naman ng mga pag-aaral na ang mga general practitioners ay malimit na magbigay ng antibiotics para sa mga ordinaryong sakit, kagaya ng sipon. Ito ay hindi kailangan dahil hindi pumapatay ng virus ang antibiotics. At kapag ang mga tao ay hindi gumagamit ng antibiotics, kagaya ng iniutos ng doktor, maaari itong magpalaki ng pagtanggi sa sakit. Sinabi ni Associate Professor Darren Trott, microbiologist ng University of Adelaide, na hindi lamang ito totoo sa mga tao. Noong Hunyo, ipinahayag ng pamahalaang federal ang isang bagong estratehiyang naglalayong bawasan ang banta ng pagtanggi ng antibiotics. Ito ay nakabase sa prinsipyo ng One Health, ang pagkilala sa tao, hayop at kalusugan ng kapaligiran bilang magkakakabit na issue. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Trott ang koneksyon.
We're all part of this microcosm, and that means an antibiotic administered in one particular area may have some effect, you know, that butterfly effect somewhere else in the environment.
Ito ay may pitong layunin kasama ang pagtataas ng kaalaman, pambansang koordinasyon at ang pambansang agenda sa pagsusuri upang makabuo ng bagong antibiotics. Ang paghanap ng bagong gamot ay isang malaking bahagi ng kinabukasan ng antibiotics. Nagtitiwala ang eksperto sa microbiology, Professor Trott.
We're finally getting onto all the same page. Governments are putting investment into new drugs. That's what we really need. We need new classes of drug. And what you'll find, those new classes of drug will only be reserved for human medicine. We'll never see them being used in animals.
Si Professor Liz Hari naman ay nagsabi na mahalaga na ang industriya at akademya ay magpatuloy gumawa ng bagong antibiotics.
The resistance problems actually driving down the incentive for producing new antibiotics. And what we can do about this is we can fund the development of new antibiotics either through companies, or hopefully both through academic researchers and companies, and help them work together more so that we can actually develop these drugs, because we will need them, and I'm really concerned that we won't have them by the time we really start to have significant numbers of deaths from this.
Ayon naman kay Professor John Irdel, may ilang paraan upang makagawa ng bagong antibiotics.
We need to find new ways to kill bacteria. And so there are a lot of people who are working on finding new drug targets, as they call them. In other words, finding ways that the bacteria haven't yet adapted to. So that's the traditional approach, which is the new drug approach.
Sinusubukan din ng mga tigasuri na gawing walang bisa ang mga bacteria.
Strategies that are designed to make the bacteria do less harm without killing them are not likely to cause the bacteria to change a great deal, but may solve the problem of the infection. And so this is a really important strategy, and there's a lot of interest in targeting processes in the bacteria that cause a lot of harm, as opposed to processes in the bacteria that the bacteria needs to survive.
Kung walang banta na maaaring may mamamatay ang populasyon ng bakterya, ay mas malamang na hindi mauwi sa pagtanggi. Kaya ano ang magiging kapalit? Iniimbestigahan din ni Professor Liz Hari ang potensyal ng honey bilang isang gamot.
We know very little about what happens when you ingest honey in terms of the treatment, infection treatment. So I would suggest at the moment that honey is mainly used on a wound or a cut in your skin. So it's, when I say topical, I mean on the outside of the body.
Mahalagang tandaan na ang pagkain ng honey ay hindi magiging kasing epektibo ng antibiotics.